Time now to talk to New England Patriots defensive lineman Lawrence Guy. Lawrence is brought to you by Cape Cod Lumber, your local Anderson Windows dealer. Good morning, Lawrence. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. What is a Lawrence Guy long weekend in the football season look like?
A long weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that's what you had, right?
Weekend.
Yeah.
it sounds like a whole bunch of activities with my kids. That's pretty much what we did. It was a full-fledged, they was like, we're going to Disneyland type atmosphere. Had a blast, did a lot of dancing, saw a lot of bubbles, bought dolls, and just enjoyed the time off a little bit, just to embrace the family.
Lawrence, are you excited for Disney Plus to be coming out tomorrow?
You know, like, everybody pre-orders that, but how do you get it? So you have to have an Apple TV hooked up. That's my Verizon. Does that kick in with Apple streaming app?
Yeah,
it's a lot of different.
Oh no, I think it's just like Netflix. That. I think as long as you're able to have like a smart TV or if you have something like that, you'll be sitting there streaming every Marvel, Star Wars, Disney show.
So I'm gonna let everybody else get into that and tell me how it goes. And if it doesn't go, I'm canceling cable because Hulu's included in that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get the bundle.
Yeah,
get
it
right
might
in
be
there.
Somewhere in there. Yeah. I got all those streaming services. I don't know how they work, but I have
there.
All of them.
You got them.
Yeah, no, if they work, if you got all of them and you get the Disney Plus, I'm like, hey, I need some compensation for what I've been paying for.
Right. So
get my money back.
So you talk about a bye week. It's some time off. You get to spend some time with the family. A good chance for you to heal up a little bit. Maybe, you know, now you're feeling good going back to work.
Of course, you know, having a late bye is the best part because you already knocked out half of the season and you got the next half to go. When you have early byes, it really doesn't fully accomplish what you wanted to do. But having this late one, it does. You get the recovery that you truly need with those long games that you just played. In the rest of the season, it's just a haul. So now you can understand what's coming ahead and you can prepare yourself and prepare your mind to keep it going.
With a week to sit and stew about it when you weren't getting a lot of bubbles and buying dolls. Did the Baltimore game get under your skin a little more or a little less?
You know, it was a hard-fought game. It's not something you could say that we could draw upon because you know how we are in this organization. You know, we watched the film. We're like, this is what we're going to correct, and we moved on. And that's exactly how every player feels, and that's how I feel. It's like, I understand what happened in the game. I understand what we need to fix. Now move on and continue to go and to get better. Because if you don't get better, you just stay in one place and you don't want to stay there because then you're just going down. There's no time to go down at this time of the season. The only thing you can do is keep your head up and keep fighting.
As great as the first half of the season was for you guys defensively, putting up some pretty incredible numbers, is there anything that stands out to you that you really want to work on and improve for the second half?
Everything. There's not one aspect that we don't need to work on. Nobody's perfect. And as you see that, we all need to work on everything. Stopping the run, stopping the pass, eliminate these big plays. Because that's the big majority of what's happening. We have to eliminate big plays. We have to eliminate super mistakes, penalties, anything that we could do to make sure we get the ball out of the ref's hands and put it back in our hands, or it is simply playing with a little bit more effort. Sometimes you understand the game, like, okay, I was a little lazy on this play, but it can't be like that. It needs to be 100% all the time. And sometimes that gets lost, and you see that. It happens with everybody, every team. It's just continuing to work on what you need to work on and never be happy. You know, you just don't want a piece of the pie. You want the whole pie, so right now, we only have a little piece, and we have to continue to add out the pieces.
Now, I asked James White this question. You come off a tough loss in Baltimore, hostile environment, playing on the road. You're going to be kind of doing this very similar thing your next game again, taking on the Eagles down in Philadelphia. What are some of the things that maybe you have to correct as far as playing on the road, playing in a hostile environment, and doing better against the Eagles?
You know, like I said, there was a lot of mistakes that was made during the Baltimore game that we're going to get fixed. And making sure we fix that during this Eagle game is the priority, and making sure we still play together as a unit. It's the biggest issue that we needed to do is we play together, we play hard. But, you know, we're good at ignoring the noise out there. The fans say what they want. Players say what they want to say. We don't really get all caught up in that stuff. We just continue to play football, and that's what you're going to see. We're going to continue to play, and we ain't going to let nothing distract us. Because you're looking at a season that it's been going really well for this whole season. We have one loss this year,
right.
and that loss was hard to understand. Like, now we know what we need to do to get better and understand what caliber we are as a unit and as a team. And we stick together pretty well with that. And I know we're going to just continue to grow and grow and do great things.
We were talking about Lamar Jackson a few minutes ago, and he did to Cincinnati yesterday some of what he was able to do against you guys. How difficult is he to play against?
I want to say it was just one player is difficult. The whole team itself gave a good challenge, and we just allowed too many big plays to be given up. And that's what we need to eliminate, is that big play, because if we don't eliminate those big plays, it's going to continue to happen, and we have to make sure that doesn't happen anymore.